Oh man, there's just so many things that were great about it. I think one of the things that really stood out to me were when all the fans just started chanting Beta Sure, Beta Sure, and then they go, "Welcome to Iran, welcome to Iran." And they did that chant for a good minute or two, and I got goosebumps just thinking about it. The fans saw me warming up, and then all of a sudden they start chanting Beta Sure, Bizarre too. It sounded really cool.
It's quite significant that a player who's born in the USA goes to play for Iran. There must have been a great deal of interest in you.
Yeah, you know, there really was. And it was so cool to see how much they love soccer and the players on their team. From day one when I got there to when I left, everyone was just so excited to see me. They kind of knew that I was the American Iranian coming over there. My roommate, Daniel Devari, he's lives in Germany. He was a German Iranian. So we kind of worked together the whole time. So they kind of saw us and they were just so excited. Oh, there's Daniel. Oh, there's Betasher. Everyone recognized us. And it's weird because over here, I can go out to the grocery store and no one really recognizes me. But over there, if I go outside, I mean, people just see me right away and they're like, oh, can we take a picture? Can we take a picture? So it was pretty cool.
When was the last time that you'd been to Iran before this trip?
Yeah, it was a while ago. I didn't go back this last time since I was about 5 years old, so I really didn't have any good memories, or you know, I was just a child. So,
But this is your first trip back for 21 years, and you returned to play for the national team.
My mom brought our entire family. There was 20 or 30 of them, just aunts and uncles and cousins, and just family members that I haven't seen since, you know, like you said, 20, 21 years ago. So it was really great. Obviously, they remember me from when I was a child, but when I was a child, I don't really remember them.
Culturally, are you more American or Iranian? Because, you know, you have Thanksgiving, which is a big thing in America, and Christmas, of course, but also the Iranian New Year. I mean, which do you tend to go for most?
I celebrate them all. There's a tradition over here on Iranian New Year's. We go to Vesona Park. It's just in Los Gatos, and thousands and thousands of Persians are there. And you know, we do that every year. And even when I was in San Diego going to school over there, we did the same thing over there. You know, a ton of Persians go to the park. So I'm very proud of my heritage. I try to do everything that I can. Also, we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate Thanksgiving.
Your
So
life's just
that's
one big holiday.
it really is, you know, between, you know, birthdays too. I tried to tell people I got the best of both worlds.
It's an intriguing coincidence that you're picked to play for Iran at a time when relations between the two countries seem to be getting a little bit more friendly. How significant do you think it is?
Yeah, I mean, people kind of say it. I don't follow politics too much. For me, it was always just about soccer. But I think word on the street is maybe US and Iran might be doing a friendly. I don't know how true that is, but you know, if it is, I think that's such a great opportunity for the two countries to kind of show, you know, we can make this happen.
It's very interesting, Iran squad now, because you're not the only person who's been sought from the Iranian diaspora. I mean, there are, you mentioned Daniel Davari, one of the goalkeepers. What kind of makeup is the squad now? I mean, what's it like playing there? It must be quite a cosmopolitan feel.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty cool. Carlos Queiroz is doing such a great job, you know, with the team. I think before he got there, it was kind of difficult to persuade them bring other players in from other countries that have Iranian heritage, because you know, you look at the biggest countries and they're doing that. You know, no one just says you have to be born and raised in this country to play for our national team. You know, but as far as the aspect of being over there, it was also welcoming because of that situation. You know, you have Reza over there, you have Ashkan, you have Daniel over there, and then myself. You know, there was a good five, six of us that spoke English perfectly. Language in the dressing room for the most part is Farsi. Daniel doesn't speak any Farsi at all, so it's tough for him to speak with other people. I spoke with him English all the time, but a couple other people can speak English as well. So, you know, if we speak a little mixed Farsi and English, that would be the cause.
Okay, well, let's test your language skill. فارسی چقدر بلدی؟
آه شما میدونید
بله،
پس
من
خیلی
ایرانی هستم داداش.
آه ماشاءالله حالا یکم حرف میزنم.
منم زیاد خوب حرف نمیزنم. Let's return to English, which is probably for both of us a bit more comfortable.
No,
Okay.
that was very impressive. That was good. Your accent was pretty good there. That's nice.
Thanks very much. That means a lot coming from a Californian. Okay, here's some quick questions. Which do you prefer, Snoop Dogg. I'm a gangster, but y'all knew that. The big boss dog, yeah, I had to do that. Or Gugush.
Snoop Dogg.
Cheeseburgers or kebabs with rice? Chelo kebab.
Some chelo kebab.
And Coca-Cola or the Iranian drink, the yogurt drink of Dur?
Dur? Oh, you know, I'm actually not a fan of Dur. So I'll go with... But then again, I don't drink soda, so I'm indifferent there. Neither.
Okay, Stephen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks very much for coming on the program.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.